is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
You know, of course, we are losing police officers all over this nation. They're retiring. They're deciding, I'm just going to take what I've got now and leave. Some are retiring short of their pension because it's gotten that bad. They get no respect anymore, and they have to often wonder, anything I do, I might end up in a jail cell myself, having to hire an attorney to represent me if the union won't. And who wants to pin a badge on and walk around now and be an automatic target? Let's begin with that general loss of police officers. And now my guest we've had on before, as I said, she's multi-decades in the police, Sergeant, now retired, Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith, serving with the National Police Association. Glad to have you back.
Hey, Larry, thanks so much for having me to talk more about this issue.
Well, let's begin with the male. Let's talk about police law enforcement in general. I want to drill down on female officers in particular in a moment, but the overall recidivism, the retention rate is just gone, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's terrible in most agencies around the nation, especially in larger urban areas. You know, we look at NYPD. They're about to be, 4,000 short. Chicago is short. L.A. Seattle is desperately needing more police officers. And I could go on and on. But even in the suburbs and in some rural areas.
You just named primarily blue cities. You're certainly aware of that.
Yes, sir. Yes, I am. And I know, and I'll tell you, I travel around this country and train police officers as well. And when we do go to places like Florida, some parts of Texas, Wyoming, places like that, we see a different attitude and a different atmosphere for law enforcement officers in more conservative areas. You know, that's not being political. No. It's just being realistic.
In fact, you're appreciated. They respect you. They know what you're doing. First of all, is deadly as hell and can be dangerous. And at the same time, you're willing to stand in the gap for the rest of us.
Well, correct. Look at Austin, Texas. You know, they were one of the first agencies that got defunded, and now they have a woke DA in Travis County who's not really paying much attention to criminals as crime skyrockets in Austin, Texas. That DA is prosecuting cops for things that happened during the 2020 riots. You know, for police, they're really indicting police officers for using the equipment they were issued by the city of Austin to stop the riots that they were unprepared for. So, yes, again, a city like that, it's incredibly frustrating. So cops are leaving and they're retiring early, and we're not able to recruit new people to this profession. That's a problem.
And not only that, the ones you are getting, they're not at the top of the choice pool that you would prefer.
Well, look at Memphis, Tennessee, the horrible death of Tyree Nichols. You know, two of those five police officers that have been indicted for his death were hired under what? Reduced standards. So as we can't, when we can't recruit new high level people, we start to reduce standards. And that's exactly what happened, in the NYPD when it comes to women.
All right, then that opens up that door then. I was going to anyway, because you're talking about hiring at reduced standards. Some have said you got to lower the standards if you want women in the police department. Same had been said about the fire department. What's reality?
Well, I was a female cop for 29 years. So I started in 1980. I had a really fantastic career. And, police work it's a physical job. You know, it's not that we're constantly chasing people, but we have to be ready to fight. We have to be ready to chase. There has to be some physicality to it. So the NYPD, again, who is famously about to have at least 4,000 less police officers than they really need. Their chief of training, Juanita Holmes, announced that they needed to get rid of the 1.5 mile timed run for new recruits for people testing. And, The problem is what she said about that was, well, we don't really need that because no cop chases somebody for a mile and a half. Now, generally speaking, that's true. But here's the thing. Why do we need a time mile and a half run? To test your cardiovascular fitness, because especially women who tend to be, you know, a little smaller, less upper body strength, we need to have excellent cardiovascular fitness. And so do the guys, to be able to last in a fight, to be able to, you know, chase somebody short distances, things like that, plus to stay healthy. So, you know, Juanita Holmes decided this. And let's not forget, the commissioner of the NYPD is also a female, Keyshawn Sewell. And Commissioner Sewell, who did not come up from the NYPD, she came from NASA. She is a very no-nonsense police commissioner, and she said this is ridiculous, and she was very frustrated because Juanita Holmes, you know, went around her. But this is standards is a lousy idea.
And part of it comes within this diversity, inclusivity issue, and I'm going to deal with that in another segment following you, because that in itself is, what do we do to make things more diverse, be more inclusive? In other words, if we're not going to hold to the standards, sometimes are you hiring people, male or female, that are not that much above the grade of the criminal they're going after?
Well, you're absolutely correct. Look, there's only a small segment of the population, male or female, that is attracted to the law enforcement profession. Women have been about 10% of the police profession in the United States for about 20 years, and we've stayed consistent at that. Now, I had a wonderful 29 years. Did I face discrimination? Of course. Did I face sexism? Of course. That happens in a lot of professions. So, you know, this notion that women sometimes have to work harder and do more, there is an element to that. But in 2023, generally speaking, if you are a fit, talented woman and you want to go be a police officer, you're going to find any number of police departments that are going to want to hire you. And I encourage any young woman interested in the job to apply for it. But when we go back to NYPD, when we look at Juanita Holmes, not only does she want to reduce standards, but then she brings in Cardi B to have a roundtable discussion about women in law enforcement. So you've got a criminal rapper, not the best role model for young women. So, and I don't think Commissioner Sewell was really fond of that either. So you've got, you know, I want people to understand, two very high-level black women in the NYPD. One is the commissioner, one is the chief of training. She took another job now. But so here are these women at high levels, and who are they fighting with? Each other. Oh, Adams, the mayor, needs to take control of this situation commissioner.
It was been a
police chief. Yeah, he was NYPD.
Let me point out, my daughter, my oldest daughter, when she was younger, she was doing ride-alongs with the county police, and then she was doing some classes she wanted to do. In fact, law enforcement. She wanted to go into the FBI, and she got passed over between her and a guy that were competing. And she was complaining to me about it. And I said, well, let me look at it. You're thinking you're passed over because you're female? And she said, well, that's what I was thinking. I went back and looked at it. I said, you got passed over because they're focusing more on some white collar crime. And they've got this guy who has a degree in bookkeeping and things of that nature. That's why they took him. It wasn't anything to do with you. And I was glad in a way that she wasn't ending up doing that. I'm passing the other day on the highway. I see a police officer stop at a large pickup. The police officer standing by the pickup, and I'm waiting to I'm holding back to see what's going to happen. It is a female officer, I can tell that. She is small in stature anyway, and these massive pickups now, even a grown man has a hard time seeing inside. They're built so damn big. And so they didn't seem to exchange papers or anything. I don't know if she was just checking to see if he was okay or what. I don't know. It didn't seem to be anything. She didn't come back with any documents. But I'm thinking, they, regardless of your size, if you got some big guy or woman in a large vehicle like that, you have no idea what they've got down around the seat or anything. That's a desperate situation. It's not a matter of being male or female. It's being properly trained.
Well, and you're absolutely right. And, you know, this is what I've spent my, you know, last several decades doing, besides my work with the National Police Association, is training police officers, tons of them female. And one of the great advantages women have is we are natural de-escalators. So that woman that you described, which is just like me, very small in stature, you know what? She's probably got a terrific gift of gab, you know, a way to, you know, disarm people verbally, if you will. But you're absolutely right. Walking up on a traffic stop or a motorist assist, it's dangerous whether you're male or female. You know, but we can't just always say, and you outlined it so perfectly. We can't just always say, well, they didn't take me because I'm a woman. We have to really look deep and say, are we presenting the best women for this job? And as a woman, am I presenting my best self as part of my law enforcement career?
We had Dakota Wood, who's with the Heritage Foundation, in town the other day for a station presentation. And I'm going to give you numbers off the top of my head. I could be off, but they're close enough to give you a perspective. He said there is something like 30 million men and women of draft age. We had, but let's basically between 18 and 28, 30 million. But out of them, there are only about 400,000 that would be fit for the service, either because of criminal record, drug use, obesity, things of this nature. So the pool is that small for the military, and with the police, it obviously gets even smaller.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. And because we are in an atmosphere now where American law enforcement for the last almost 3 years has been so vilified and demonized, you know, whereas a kid 10 years ago said, oh, I think I want to be a police officer. Now they're probably not even thinking about it. And their parents are saying, you know, even if they say it, their parents are saying, oh, heck no.
Do you have
I don't
a
want you to get ambushed.
You have a child?
Yeah, I have four. And none of them are cops. And my husband and I are both cops.
You are. Do you want, or do you wish they had gone into it, or are you kind of glad they didn't?
I'll be honest. We did not encourage any of them to go into law enforcement. Military, yes. Law enforcement, no.
And that was because of what you know. That was as they were growing up. Obviously, not today's world, but it was not. You could see the changes coming then, I guess.
Well, and, you know, I just didn't want to be, quite honestly, that parent worrying about, because I see a lot of my friends whose kids are cops.
Right.
And that's the thing. I mean, you know, even in the best of circumstances, you're always going to be worried. And because my husband and I had seen what we had seen as police officers, we did not encourage them. But again, we still travel around the country encouraging young police officers to give it everything they have. And we see so many amazingly dedicated young people on today's police departments, but not in every area. And that's going to be a problem eventually for America.
I think it already is. As always, we appreciate your time, Sergeant Betsy Smith. You can find her on Twitter. And also, she is with the National Police Association. As always, we appreciate your time and thank God for you and your family.
Hey, wonderful conversation, Lee. Thank you so much.
God bless.